From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. Belgian government leaders plan to keep the highest security level in place for Brussels, at least through the morning. NPR's Russell Lewis reports officials still believe the threat of an attack may be imminent.
Brussels has been at this heightened state of alert for days because authorities fear a repeat of the Paris attacks here. Several of the people involved in the November 13th incident were from Brussels, including one of the suspected organizers, who still hasn't been captured. Belgian Prime Minister Charles Michel told reporters the threat is serious. He ordered schools and the subway to remain closed again on Tuesday, but said both could begin to reopen on Wednesday. In a series of raids in and around Brussels, police detained 21 people, but have now released most of them. Russell Lewis, NPR News, Brussels.
The U.S. State Department, as it has in some previous instances today, issued a worldwide travel alert, warning U.S. citizens to be vigilant amid the increased terrorist threats. According to a U.S. envoy to an international chemical weapons watchdog group, the use of chemical weapons is becoming routine in the Syrian civil war. Speaking at a closed meeting of the Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons Executive Council at The Hague, envoy Raphael Foley says that includes a so-called non-state actor that appears to have used the chemical agent sulfur mustard in an attack in August. Foley says Syrian opposition forces were fighting the group calling itself the Islamic State in Syria near the Turkish border. British Prime Minister David Cameron will press Parliament this week for approval of British airstrikes against Islamic State targets in Syria. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports Parliament seems more receptive in the wake of the Paris attacks.
After morning talks in Paris with French President François Hollande, Cameron returned to Britain sounding more confident that he can convince lawmakers to approve joining the air campaign in Syria against the Islamic State.
We have to defeat this evil, and I will be setting out the arguments for exactly how we do that, how we bring everything we've got, diplomatic resources, political resources, development resources, but yes, military resources too.
2 years after Parliament voted against airstrikes in Syria, political experts say it now appears support for joining the air campaign is growing. Cameron is also pushing for $18 million in additional defense spending, reversing earlier moves to cut defense. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, London.
Fewer people were buying homes last month, with the key real estate industry trade group blaming rising prices. According to the National Association of Realtors, sales of existing homes slid 3.4% in October to a seasonally adjusted 5.6 million units. That decline comes amid what has been a largely upbeat housing market this year. For the first 10 months of the year, home purchases have risen almost 4% from a year ago. Stocks are coming off one of their biggest weekly gains of the year. They lost a little bit of luster as the new trading week began today. The Dow dropped 31 points to 17,792. The Nasdaq down 2 points. The S&P 500 also closed down 2 points. You're listening to NPR. Minnesota Governor Mark Dayton says he has seen video recorded by the ambulance that was at the scene the night a black man was shot by a Minneapolis police officer. He contends the footage of the November 15th incident is inconclusive. Authorities have claimed 24-year-old Jamar Clark was shot during a struggle with police. However, some witnesses have said that Clark was handcuffed at the time. Dayton says the video he saw neither exonerates police or supports claims Clark was in handcuffs when he was shot. Scientists in California are reporting they have created a strain of mosquitoes that cannot transmit malaria. NPR's Joe Palco reports researchers say they've also solved a key problem of how to introduce the mosquitoes into places where malaria is rampant.
Malaria is not transmitted directly from person to person. Instead, a mosquito spreads the malaria parasite by biting uninfected individuals. Scientists have come up with various strategies for altering mosquitoes so they can't transmit the disease. The roadblock has always been how to get those mosquitoes to replace the normal ones buzzing around. Building on earlier work, University of California Irvine researchers have used a technique called gene drive to solve that problem. The researchers have only tested their approach in the lab, but they're hoping field tests aren't too far off. Joe Palca, NPR News.
One of the nation's oldest beauty pageants has reached a new 3-year deal with ABC. The Miss America pageant, which each September comes from Atlantic City, New Jersey, announcing it's reached the agreement. The Miss America pageant dates back to 1921. It was started as a way to extend the summer tourist season. It later moved to Las Vegas for 6 years before returning to Atlantic City in 2013. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.
From the latest newscasts to the newest podcasts, NPR One handpicks local, national, and international stories based on what you like. Download the NPR One app, a new way to experience public radio.